Okay, hello everybody. It's Melissa and I'm recording. And you probably might listen to this and go, "Oh great. There's the crazy blind woman who's too sensitive and too caring about people. She's a stupid one." You know, I've had a lot of negative responses to all my boos, and the really ironic thing is that most of them are very positive. And that's what's really scary about it. But here we are. I'm on Audioboo and I'm doing another recording. And I'll be sharing it with the public because these are my thoughts. Again, people don't have to like them, but they don't have to say such negative things about them. My thoughts today, since it is April 15th, 2013, of course I'm going to be touching on the horrible, horrible tragedy that happened in Boston. This is kind of a two-part recording. And what I'm probably going to call it is the following question. Is it wrong for me to hate debates and to be sensitive and caring towards others? Or is it wrong for me to dislike debates? I don't want to use the word hate. Is it wrong for me to dislike debates and to be sensitive and caring towards others? Now, I'm not asking that as in something that has to do with me in particular, but it's a question to think about. What kind of a world do we live in where people enjoy doing debates and aren't very sensitive and caring towards other people? And I'll explain as we go along. Growing up, I've always hated debates. And again, I'm trying not to use the word hate, and I ended up doing it again. But I just never, ever enjoyed debates. In my opinion, there's a difference between a discussion and a debate. Now, in a discussion, it's okay to agree with somebody. But present your thoughts in a more formal, proper way. Not call each other names, not argue. You know, it is so ironic how we tell our children to get along, to not argue. Yet as adults, we do the very opposite thing we tell our children not to do. Interestingly enough, I think about that. I think about how kids are being told to do so many different things, how as kids, we just didn't want to take naps. We grew up and we found that taking naps were a luxury. You know, it's just so ironic how, you know, you're a kid and your parents tell you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. And then you see more and more adults getting involved with debates or getting involved with blah, blah, blah. You know, in my book, debates is a swear word. And I just never liked them. In fact, whenever my teacher, my history teacher in high school used to have debates on, you know, people who were gay and lesbian versus blah, 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 or gun control or this, that, and the other, he encouraged debates. Now, I don't have a problem with people sharing their thoughts. I really don't. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. But arguments don't solve anything. And this is one reason why I don't like to watch the news. My father-in-law is into the political stuff. And when he comes over, he'll put on all those political debates and those, you know, things that talk about all the different things that Obama is doing or that, you know, all these, I mean, just so much political negativity. And it's not just debates and political stuff. I mean, debates in everything, debates in same-sex marriage, debates in gun control, debates in, I mean, just so much crud. Debate, debate, debate. All it ever is a freaking debate. And I can't stand it. I don't like it. I'm not going to sit here and say, I can't handle it, boo-hoo. Because sadly, all life is a debate. And you have to kind of move on and just let people do their thing. You can't change the world overnight. Although if I had the power, believe me, I would have tried a long time ago. But in all honesty, there's really no real benefit to debates. I've never enjoyed them. I've never I've never really, in my opinion, is even if you disagree with a person about their method or about whatever it is they're proposing or about whatever it is they believe should happen or whatever, why this law should pass versus why it shouldn't. The point is that people have thoughts. Everybody has their own thoughts. And instead of sitting down and arguing and saying, well, you blah, 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 you have no idea what you're thinking. You're just a, you know, blah, 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 or, you know, it's basically a, it's basically almost proper name calling or a formal version of name calling is what debates are. When my history teacher in high school had debates, I left the room. I did not participate in them. The scariest thing is I've never liked debates at all. I never, ever will. And as part of, and I'm actually quite embarrassed, because I've even been talking about the school projects that I've been doing, how a couple of times a professor had to assign me to a group or to a particular person because nobody wanted to pick me as part of their group project. And we talked about how despite so many changes in technology and so many new centers and stuff offering training and independence, living skills to people who are disabled, you see more and more disabled people coming out of their shell, yet people's attitude towards disabled people has still not changed. And we look at that and you know, so part of me sometimes, to be honest, is afraid to speak in class. When the teacher asks a question, a few times I'll speak up and I'll say an answer, but there are times I want to answer a question or ask a question, and I don't speak up. And it's just, I have just grown tired of this whole, in my opinion, it's like, why try to speak up? You know, if you really want to make a difference, do what you feel is right. And in my opinion, I just didn't feel it was right to speak up if I wanted to ask a question or if I wanted, you know. And I know that may sound crazy to some people, but with people's attitudes towards disabled people, I just decided, you know, I'm not here to jump around and have fun and have a good time. I'm not here to seek attention. I'm not here for any of that special stuff. If I make friends, I do. If I don't, I don't. I'm here to learn. And I've tried to speak up and tell people in the past, you know, I'm over here, you know, not just to draw attention to myself, but I wanted people to know that I was a person willing to socialize and to make friends. But sadly, we live in this world where people just don't care. So sometimes it's almost not worth it. You know, so we're talking about this debate thing. I was quite embarrassed today because, you know, our teacher had mentioned that, as far as the topic for our essay, the final topic, the class is going to work together and decide on a topic. And all of us are going to write about this topic. Now, the interesting thing about this is it has to be debatable, meaning that there has to be a pro and a con, two sides to the argument. And that's how this essay is going to be written. And supposedly, from what I'm understanding, is you pick one side and you state your facts and whatever it is that you need to write about to back up your argument about whatever this topic is going to be for our next essay. Now, nobody knows it. And of course, I'm not going to tell people in class because, you know, you're there to get an education. And sadly, if you have to sit through a debate, you're going to. But I am going to say for the record that if we have this debate in class, if I have to write an essay about it, I will. I'll turn it into the teacher. I mean, I want to get graded. I want to get my points. But if I am being asked to take part in a debate, I will not participate. I refuse to take part in any debate at all because There's a difference in my mind between discussion and debate. In a discussion, you sit down and say, here are my thoughts, and, you know, this is what I have to back up my thoughts. It may not seem like much to you, but this is, now what are your thoughts? And open it up for the other person to share. And if, like most times, it is decided that there is a disagreement and no agreement can be reached, then why not brainstorm and sit down and try to think of ideas where there could be some sort of a happy medium where something can get done? In the end, don't humans want a positive result? Don't humans want a positive effect? I absolutely will not participate in a debate. I will not speak. I will sit through the entire debate and just listen. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be one of those. In high school, my teacher always told me, he said, these debates are going to get heated. And he would always give me a final warning. He would say, Melissa, if you do not want to be part of this debate, you can leave the room now. And that's exactly what I did. Because when I sat outside in the room, I did my readings for my other classes. I sat there. This was in my junior year of high school. I sat there, and that debate got heated. I mean, even the days when they were talking about, you know, gay and lesbian people, and they were talking about all this stuff, you know, and you know, people were yelling, blah, 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 blah. You know, it got so heated, you could hear them yelling through the door. I will not participate in a debate. I will cover my ears. I will do whatever it is I could if I have to. No, and I'm not saying that I'm going to do that now. Obviously, a teenager, I wasn't at the exact level of maturity that I am now. And if I have to sit there and listen to it, I will. But I'm not going to share my thoughts. If somebody asks me, what are your thoughts? I am going to sit there and say, you know what? I refuse not to speak at this time. And it's not for the reason that I have nothing to say. It's the reason that I do not like debates. I will not participate in them. I will not support them. I will not encourage them. I will accept them, sadly, because that's part of how this world is. You have to accept debates because that's all people ever do these days. That's all people ever think of. They want to debate, 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 debate. Whether it's politics, whether it's religion. It's like, you know, just like my friend always would tweet on Twitter. Religion always teaches us, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt love one another. And what do? We have wars in the sake of religion. What kind of society? And this is why people, some people, refuse to follow any form of religion. Because there's so much hypocrisy. There's so much craziness. I myself am a Christian, and there might be times where I do not approve of certain practices or certain behaviors, but I am not going to go against the person. I am not going to go out there and debate. I will not be a political spokeswoman. I can tell you that right now, because I am not an expert in debates, and I have no problem saying that. I don't know why people don't understand. And, you know, debates get nothing accomplished, in my opinion. You may think that it gets a lot accomplished in your opinion, but in the end, there's still an argument. In the end, there's no result. In the end, all you've done is just had this little verbal childish battle. It is childish. You know, just like I was saying earlier, we tell our kids to get along, quit arguing, be nice to one another. And what are we doing as adults? You know, and so I honestly have to say that I don't know what I'm going to do during this. Of course, I will sit through this debate because you have to. It's just part of life. It's part of the world. And you just have to sit through it. You know, people might listen to my booze and go, oh my God, she's an oversensitive blubbity blah, blah, blah. The truth is, I'm a person who sadly has had to tolerate rejection all her life. And so I have understood that, you know, you kind of have to have thick skin. Of course I have a soft heart. Of course people are going to see my sensitive side. People are going to see that things like this would make me sad. Like the Boston Marathon today. The bombing at the Boston Marathon. Two bombs went off in the Boston during the Boston Marathon. I was immediately just in tears when I heard the sounds. The people screaming, the explosion, it was horrible. And You know, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. I don't know how much time I have left.
14, 55.
I have 14 minutes, so I'm about halfway through. You know, I'm hearing people talk about on Twitter, and I even commented that it's crazy. I don't even have to watch the news to know what's going on. Everybody talks about it on Twitter. Everybody talks about it. So it's like, well, there's really no point. I don't even know why people broadcast anymore. It's just, I mean, it's all over the media. It's all over Twitter, Facebook, everything. So, after a long day of allergies, headaches, just not in a good mood today to start out with. Just not in one of those typically good days. I come home and I find out there was a bomb, two bombs that went off in Boston. Of course, I didn't know much about it, but as soon as I turned on my computer and read my tweets, whoo, a flood of information came at me. And I was completely shocked. And then, of course, there were tweets about how April 15th, we had the terrible tragedies of the Titanic sinking in 1912, the Mississippi flood of 1927, the Boston Marathon, and, of course, then the assassination of Abe Lincoln. You have all these tragedies. Of course, somebody had to make a stupid joke about it. Oh, people must not like tax day. I mean, seriously, come on. What kind of craziness is that? And you've got some of these people who have these interesting opinions on one side of the coin. Like I said, you know, I'm a person who likes to see things in the positive light, but I'm also a realistic person. You are not going to change the world. But I would be lying if I said it didn't bother me that on one side of the coin, you have people calling the terrorist names. That bleepity bleep, those bleepity bleeps. I don't even know if this was a terrorist or somebody said it probably was, but whoever the person did this, whoever did this and caused all this damage, whoever did this today, I'm not particularly happy with this person. Who would be? But I'm not going to sit around and go, you effing bastard, you bleepity bleep bleep bleep. Really, does calling names solve the problem? Yeah, of course we're going to react with shock, with anger. I mean, there were tons of people just going, wow. I mean, I can't believe this happened. Wow, this is a terrible thing that happened. And you see all those reactions of shock. And then, of course, outrage. That's all the human race has ever learned to react with. When something bad goes wrong, those effing bastards, blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's so much outrage. When a child is murdered, the first thing that people do is they get angry. Of course, it's a natural response. But sometimes I think when things like this happen, it's taken to an overkill. And then you have people on the other side of the coin who say, oh, what a terrible thing. Oh, well, let's move on with life. Is it wrong of me to feel just a bit, you know, like, whoa, I need to stop for a bit and think about it? Because do you realize that this is a life-altering event? A few people were dead, several people injured. This is a life-altering event. Now, if something happened in your life and I heard the terrible news, oh, what a horrible thing. Okay, I'm moving on with my life, though. Even if you wanted to think positive, I'm going to feel sad, obviously, about what has happened in this person's life. Of course I want to think positive. The way I see it, the better way, in my opinion, to think positive is, you know, I consider myself blessed and fortunate that this didn't happen in my situation, but I still need to consider those who were affected by this tragedy. Every morning that something tragic doesn't happen to you, get up and thank God. That's how you can make this into something positive, not, oh, well, I'm going to live my day with positivity. Oh, well, who cares if that happens? Moving on. the fact that we are even here on this earth, there have been a couple of times when I could have been killed. And I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go into that situation. The point is there were situations in my life where I could have died. One of them was extremely drastic that I'm not even going to bring up. But I remember one time, everybody told me that I when I was a teenager, I used to have the grandma seizures and I would go completely unconscious. Well, one time, being a rebellious teenager, I locked my bedroom door. They couldn't get into the room and they could hear me unconscious, but they could hear me vomiting, you know, having this horrible seizure that I couldn't control, and they could hear me vomiting. And everybody's worry was, if we can't get her in there and turn her onto her side, she's going to inhale all that vomit. Fortunately, I woke up in the hospital and I was alive. They said I had vomit all over me. And at any moment, that stuff could have gotten into my lungs. It could have been toxic. And if they couldn't get to me in time, I would not have made it. When you think of all the terrible things that happen to people, my response isn't with negativity. My response is with hope and prayers and thoughts. I can tell you that when I heard the sounds, the horrible sounds of what happened today, I just couldn't stop crying. And I still have to compose myself when talking about it. Is it really wrong to feel this way? I'm not saying this because of me, because if somebody might hear this, they're going to go, oh, stop being so insensitive. Or, why do you have to ask if it's wrong? You have your own feelings. Who cares what everybody thinks? That's not my point in asking this. I don't know how anybody can I don't know how anybody can go on with their life. I mean, I'm not saying it as in, don't go on with your life at all. Don't follow your dreams. Just sit back and be sad because of all these people dying. Of course you want to continue on with your life. But I don't know how you can't go on without saying, thank you, God, for another day. And I pray for those who've just lived out their last. How do you go through life and just say, oh, well, let's move on. Yeah, okay, this happened. Oh, well. How? I just can't fathom how that is done. 6:58. I can't fathom it. I really can't. Every day on this earth, every breath that you take is a gift. And at any moment, it could be swiped away. I'm not depressed. I'm heartbroken. I really am heartbroken. Because it's sad. You know, you hear about all these terrible, terrible things that happen in the news and the media. You know, people getting shot, killed. I mean, so much terrible tragedy. Even in our apartment complex a couple of weeks ago, I don't even know. I didn't even turn on the news to check. But I felt horrible and I still can't get the thought out of my mind. Two people were stabbed. Of course, the stabbings were not life-threatening, but still, people's lives were affected. How do you not feel something towards that? How do you not feel, you know, it's not getting down on your knees and crying and wailing and, oh, what a horrible thing. But you got to remember, we're humans. We're supposed to be helpful to one another. God did not create this world for it to be destroyed. And as much as the earth is being destroyed and torn apart, especially with these horrible bombings, I just can't stomach that stuff. I really can't. When I hear about the Titanic, I watched a documentary on the Titanic and I was at the end of the documentary, I was bawling. Just to think of so many people losing their lives in a terrible tragedy. I'm not saying don't go on with life, because you have to. Time is not going to wait for you. It's not. But at least take a moment. Pray for those whose lives were affected, and maybe for those who lost their lives. Take a moment to be thankful for what you have. I don't know what's more sad. The fact that there were so many people injured and that these bombs went off in Boston, or the fact that people just don't care. I don't know what's worse. But I really think as a nation, as a planet, you know, as a world, people need to start showing some more understanding. At any moment, our lives can be taken from us. I consider it a privilege for people to be living on this earth. It may not seem like that. There are days I don't even, sometimes I get disgusted and I just say, I'll throw up my hands and in disgust and I'll say, oh God, send me the ships to carry me home. Sometimes I wonder, why on earth am I here? But you got to understand, we're here for a purpose. And the fact that your life wasn't taken or affected in any way, shape, or form, I don't know how you can just sit back and go, oh, well, I have things to do. I have people to see. I have places to go. I just don't know how people can do that. Of course, we all have places to go. 231. People to see. Things to do. We all have that. And we got to keep doing it. We have to. Keep on going towards your priorities. But at least take a moment. Just one moment out of your day. And stop and take a deep breath and say, God, I thank you. I thank you for everything you've given me. And I pray for those whose lives have been affected. And if you're not a religious person, if you don't, whoever it is you pray to or worship or whatever, I'm not encouraging people to go worship other gods. You know, I don't believe in that stuff. I really don't. But if you're not a religious person, then the best advice I can offer you is if you, you know, don't believe in God, I can't force anyone to believe in God, nor is it my intention to. But the best advice I can offer is just to take time to be thankful. Be thankful for what you have in life. Be thankful that you have been granted another day, another second. And I think that's the most important thing of all. Be thankful. Because as we were able to witness today, at any second, it can be taken right from you.
059.
Those are my thoughts. I have less than a minute left, so I'm going to wrap it up. But I'm not saying don't move on with your life. Enjoy it. But remember, there are many people that are not enjoying their lives. So consider it not just a cool thing, consider it an honor. Have a nice day, everyone. And try to make the best of it. Thank you for listening. If you really truly do listen, I appreciate you. And God bless you. Bye.